Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm still down that the Red Wings are done. It's too bad.
Yeah, I thought they had a chance this season.
Yep.
But Dan doesn't think so. Dan says, just wait. Wait for the spring
collapse.
Those
are going to come off.
Yep. Flowers start to bloom. And then the bloom literally comes off the rose for the Red Wings. It's too bad.
You know, as a kid that grew up in Ann Arbor, it's probably about 7-8 o'clock every New Year's Day, the instinct kicks in to get depressed. Because, like, Michigan lost every Rose Bowl they went to.
Tell me more about how great Bo Schembechler is. Here we go. Ready to lose another one.
Yeah. Another trip to Pasadena.
Who's that? Warren Moon? Great.
It was always something. But anyway, Dan. And Dan played the role well. Like, Dan's voice lent itself to how depressed we should be.
I think he's been a grouch for a while.
I don't think he's a grouch.
He's just a bitch?
No. Wow.
Well, in terms of being a complainer, that's all.
It was just, woe was me. He was filled with woe.
Eeyore?
Seventh reference.
Is he Eeyore?
He's kind of, yeah. It was all about woe with Dan. But
not whammy, whammy, woe?
Yeah. All right, are you ready? 10 texts?
Yeah.
All right, and then we'll get your gas, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. This major American brand was almost called Cargo House. Here are the guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Carhartt, that's from Shelley. Wells Fargo, that's from Rick. Costco, that's from Sam. Amazon, that's from Jeff in Macomb. Starbucks, that's from Mike in Sterling Heights. Old Navy, cargo shorts, that's from Matt in Washington. Home Depot, it's from Allen and Belleville. Nike, that's from Dave. Walmart, that's from Don and Clio. FedEx, it's from Johnny and Macomb. Gator, do you think it's any of those?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, because I was thinking it could be one of two. I did not think Walmart because it's after the Walton family, so they're going to stick with, you know, putting that family name in there. But for me, it comes down to Costco and Amazon.
Okay.
And because when I think of cargo, I think of, you know, these big cargo ships bringing these giant, tankers in full of the stuff. So I'm going to go with Amazon.
Kang? Kang, do you think it's any of those or do you have your own off the board guess?
I do think it's one of those because of the sheer amount of texts we got on one of those.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? I don't know what the answer is, but we got an overwhelming response and it was one of those that you read off.
Some people out there have heard this. If you get most likely.
I'm guessing they did, or they looked it up, or AI did, or whatever.
So what do you got?
Starbucks,
the world's largest coffee house chain. Starbucks also almost had a very different name, according to a 2008 Seattle Times interview with the company's co-founder Gordon Bowker. The famous Java chain was once desperately close to being called Cargo House, a name meant to tie the first store in Seattle's Pike Place Market to the idea of beans coming from far away. Anxious for another more pleasing moniker, the brand consultant working with Bowker mentioned that words starting with ST felt especially strong. Bowker ran with the idea, listing every ST word he could think of. The breakthrough moment occurred after the consultant brought out some old maps of the Cascade Mountains and Mount Rainier, and both close to the company's hometown of Seattle, and Bowker stumbled across the old mining town of Starbo. And Starbucks was born.
I'm surprised because I would never have thought that a coffee company would be Cargo House. No. But then again, I never thought that a coffee company would be, you know, named after a character on Battlestar Galactica. So that's also weird.
Yes,
Dirk Benedict name would be held in such high esteem from the old TV show back in the 80s. But okay.
There you
70s,
go.
80s.
All right. Well, again,
so it's not Amazon, huh?
No, maybe it was common knowledge if you had that many answers. Kanga shaking her head.
No, I just chat GPT right now. It's just, you know.
Everybody just looks.
Yeah, everyone just looks at stuff up super quick. That's what I feel like, but I didn't know that, Doug. You know?
Yeah, well, that's why we do 10 texts, because you don't have time. Like, the people can just guess, and after 10, we can cut it off, but you saw the overwhelming response that came in afterwards.
Yeah, it was the next 9 texts after Starbucks is what I was looking for.
Yeah, right.
We couldn't do the 10 texts.
Yeah.
Been all Starbucks.
All right, let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Nick. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, so, you know, I'm quite the opposite of Dan. I'm actually, I'm quite excited for the season. You know, a lot of guys are talking about how they want the young guys to come play. They want Steve to send the young guys up from Grand Rapids. Well, we finally get it, and everyone's still upset.
Well, not everyone, certainly some.
Maybe Dan.
Yeah, maybe Dan. But, I mean, I like how they looked in preseason. The Montreal game, these young guys, it's their first NHL game for most of them. You got to give them a little bit of a leeway, and they look great. Not great, but they look better in the against Toronto. It took 4 points there. I mean, I might be optimistic, but I think this is playoff season for us right here.
Well, tonight, certainly tonight's not going to decide anything one way or another. But it would be encouraging. It would be encouraging to beat Florida. So
it would be. It's tough that we're missing Raymond, but.
Well, it's tough that they're missing Tkachuk and Barkov. I mean, it just.
They still got Matt Marchand.
That's true.
I'm encouraged by the start of the season. The first game was awful. They played great in the first 5 minutes. They got a power play. They scored a power play goal. They made it look easy. And then everything kind of went to hell after that for the next 35 minutes for sure. Then the third period was just kind of like get this game over with. And but games 2 and 3 against Toronto, really encouraging. So we'll see which team shows up tonight. I suspect that they were yelled at sufficiently by Todd McClellan, and that hopefully that we're not going to see many clunkers like that. We'll see another clunker or two as the season goes on for sure. But hopefully it's not enough to make us think that this is done.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's kind of pushing me along from that first game is, you know, you hear Todd saying that he brought those 3-4 guys out and asked them when it's going to stop, you know, just playing like garbage. But you got to think those vets in the room are talking to the young guys, trying to get some fire under them.
Well, I think it's probably got to be a lot of fun to be a young guy in the league, but you now have to produce. So we'll see. All right, Gator, you ready to empty the bucket?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.